Monday's Roundup. Brought to you by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by New Tech Carts. It's Joke Day with Phil and Hank, so brace yourself. These jokes aren't just corny, they're full-on field-tested. If you're groaning, laughing, or questioning your life choices, you're doing it right. It's Monday's Roundup.
Making Mondays just a little less Monday-y.
It's time for the Roundup.
Hey there.
How are you doing,
Hank,
young man?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you.
The new face on the Casanova Reds press box. Congratulations.
Thank you. That was pretty awesome.
What a great ceremony. Nice job to them guys.
You bet.
And you know what? I got a picture of you and Ron up in the booth. What a dear picture to that. To me, that is. So, two guys that I learned radio from, and then that mean a lot to me. You guys do. So, and it was really, really neat. If you haven't checked that out, it's on Facebook. If you, and I don't know if Adam's going to put it on the web or not, but you know what? Congratulations. That is absolutely amazing. What a great, great, great honor.
Thank you. And, yeah, it is. And, well, I knew something was up when Ron walked up the stairs.
Yeah, with the microphone.
What's Ron Fruit doing here?
Hey, I've heard that voice before. So, and you know, I know people miss Ron. I'm not Ron, and I will never fill that man's shoes, because you can't. I will tell you this, though. I saw Ron, I talked with him a little bit after the ceremony. Just still upbeat people, just great people. And a lot of respect to them.
Yeah.
So
thanks.
I'm just
them.
Letting you know that it meant a lot to me what they did for you.
Oh, well,
I think that is just amazing, amazing thing what they've done.
Meant a lot to me too. Thanks to Jeff Even and the crew up there.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, all the years. But Casanova has always been supportive of us as a station.
Oh, so yes, they have.
I appreciate that too. The sign, boy, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to start the jokes off. The picture on the sign is a lot better looking than you.
I know. I don't know who the artist is.
I don't know either, but they did. I wish they could paint me something like
exactly.
that. I wonder if they could donate home plate to me, like, you know, Hank's plate.
I think they're replacing the bathrooms, so you know, there you go. You might have a chance, but
yeah. You're on the number four, please.
Exactly. Thanks to Jeff Even, who's the village president, and then Nick Stittleberg. Nick was, he pitched Friday night.
Yes, he did.
And then he pitched yesterday, and then on Saturday they had him lifting my sign up to get it in place.
He's probably not walking today.
No,
today.
I know.
Poor man.
Poor guy. Luckily, they got it up higher so that people can't make graffiti on it and like draw.
Already did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
You had to get a ladder from Casanova Fire Department to do it.
I did. What a neat, neat thing, though. That if you've never seen, and here's the thing, not just hometown, okay? If you've never been to a Casanova baseball game, high school, even youth, okay, you need to go.
It's an event.
It is really, really, really neat. So, and I know how they get people there. They involve everybody all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, really neat. So
social
anyway.
Gathering.
Yes, it is. Just look at the truck pull. We were advertising that all week. They had a huge turnout.
Yeah, they were running out of food.
Yeah.
I'm told they were going down the streets, Casanova.
Yeah, I heard that.
Hey, can you get a frozen pizza out of your freezer and give it to us? Yeah. You know, those kind of things. So.
Not a bad thing.
Do what you do.
Yeah, do what you do. Good thing they didn't hit my house. Hey, do you drool in your sleep, Phil?
I'm sure I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just letting you know, maybe
Thank
we should
you.
Ask the witness with you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You used to discover that back in school, you know, your head down on your desk and all of a sudden.
Are you sleeping?
Oh.
No.
No. Oh.
Got a toothache.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Anyway, so yeah, Monday's jokes. Anything you'd like to add from your weekend?
From the weekend. No, I mean, that was a highlight of not only the weekend, but a career. Thank you so much.
You know what? But you are so well-deserved.
Well, I don't know about that.
So well deserved. And the best, and they played a clip. Ronnie!
Yeah, <they did>. On the booth, though, you know, Pat Bergman, they call him Booger, the Booger
Box. Yeah, oh, yes, the Booger
Box. He's, you know, so to be
isn't
included
he awesome?
With him. And then, you know, Ryan Duren, and then Knee.
Knee.
Yeah.
Knee.
He didn't get close to the major leagues like Ryan Duren, but, you know, he tried.
But doesn't Booger do an awesome job?
Yes, he does.
It is just amazing.
Yep. Yep, you bet. Anyway. Best announcer in the league.
Yeah. Hey, you might be from Arkansas, Phil, if your marriage vows included till debt do us part.
Yeah, exactly. I thought you used that one before, but maybe not. Maybe not.
And then again, that's why. You know?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Why did the computer go to bed?
I don't know.
It needed to crash.
It needed to crash, yeah.
I needed to crash last night after a warm day.
Oh, it was definitely
warm. They fed me well in Casanova, and I got a little sleepy, you know. Mm. Went to bed early.
Made it home okay?
Oh, yeah. I made it home all right. Yeah. A little sleepy last night. Yeah.
Well, having a dog named Shark at the beach, Phil, not a good idea.
Shark!
Yeah.
Shark! Come here!
Yes. It's not a good idea. I'm just letting people know.
At a job interview, the company director asked the candidate, "Why are you asking for such a high salary when you have no experience in this field?"
Yes.
The candidate replies, "Well, the job is much harder when you don't know what you're doing."
Right. You know what?
Should be paid more.
It's a good point.
Right.
Here's something you and I both know. Deer naps.
Deer naps.
Yeah. I'm sorry I was a jerk to you as a kid.
Yes. My granddaughters fight it. And I'm like, someday.
You will love to have that 3-minute nap.
You would wish you had it. Mm. Absolutely. I think that young Simonson
boy. What is he doing up today?
Today, let's see what he's got going.
A lot of people aren't aware of this, but my father had a conjoined twin. We called him my uncle on my father's side. After the surgery to separate him, he became my uncle once removed.
How do you follow that?
You don't.
Let's hear from our sponsor, Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's Special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. If Pac-Man owned a chocolate factory, what would he be called?
If Pac-Man owned a chocolate factory, I don't know.
Willie Wonka 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 Wonka
Wonka Wonka Wonka Wonka. Yes, yes. Wonka Wonka Wonka. Yeah,
it goes back to about 81.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It was funny back then too. Yeah, Wonka 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 Wonka.
You know, the first 5 days after the weekend are the hardest, Phil.
Yes, they are.
It's tough. I'm telling you.
Starting today.
Yeah. What do you call a 100-year-old aunt?
I don't know.
An aunt.
An antique.
Yeah.
Oh.
Usually ants typically only live for just a couple of months. So.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So
I'm well, just, after a month and a half, they are old.
Yeah, they really are.
Uh-huh.
Right. The man who invented autocorrect passed away over the weekend.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah. His fun fair is sundial at moon.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's, it's tough.
His fun fair.
His fun fair. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What do you do?
What do you do, Phil? Yeah.
Do we have any other guests today?
I don't know if we do or not.
I don't know. Let's see what they have to say here.
I was walking through town last night, and this gorgeous woman walked right past me. She stopped. She said, "Hey, has anybody called you handsome today?" I said, "No." She said, "Well, there's always tomorrow."
Wow.
Oh, that was that young Copernall boy.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
I tell you
he's,
what.
He's a man on the street collecting jokes.
Yes, yes, he is. Hey, I walked up to a young lady a lady the other day, and I said, "Hey, little cutie, what's your telephone number?" She goes, "Oh, it's in the book." And I said, "Great, what's your name?" And she goes, "It's in the book, too."
Oh, yes.
Wasn't a good day for Hank there.
Did she follow that with creeper? Creeper.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Creeper.
I'm sure she did. Uh-huh. So.
Oh, well. What do you do, Hank?
Yeah, my family always told me, Phil, I look like I fell out of an ugly tree. They hit every limb on the way down.
Oh.
Yeah, and dogs won't even come to join me in public. Isn't that sad?
That's too bad.
It's tough.
Tough being you.
It's tough.
No respect at all.
No, none. Did you hear about the Siamese twins joined at the hip?
No, I heard some were joined at the head earlier here.
No, they had to commute to England so the other one could drive. You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's tough.
Oh, sure. Yes, and what do you do?
What? Oh, yeah, you know. No, so.
Sad.
It's sad, especially our jokes. Hey, over the weekend, I went to Madison.
Did you?
Yeah. I can't believe the stationery store moved.
It did?
Yeah.
Stationery store moved.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's the joke.
That's the joke. Yeah, you got it.
Oh, boy. It's Monday.
It's Monday.
It took a little while.
It took a little while, but yeah,
I got
it's stationary.
Stationary store moved. Yeah. Oh, boy. That's too bad.
Kind of like me at work. Stationary.
Stationary, right. Yeah. Exactly.
I had accidentally took my cat's meds last night, Phil.
Too bad.
Yeah, don't ask me meow, but...
don't ask me meow. Oh, boy.
Not much better.
Oh, we have this... late-breaking news story here.
Okay, what do you got?
At Heathrow Airport today, an individual, later discovered to be a public school teacher, was arrested trying to board a flight while in possession of a compass, a protractor, and a graphical calculator.
Oh, no.
Authorities believe he is a member of the notorious algebra movement, which has struck terror into the lives of many for generations. He's being charged with carrying weapons of math instruction. Oh, say it isn't so.
Oh my goodness! I don't know where you, I don't know where you come up with
well,
them, but that was a good
it.
One. Yeah,
that algebra—they've been really giving us a lot of fits for a lot of years, right?
Mm.
I tell you,
Hank was in the bathroom and his wife shouts, "Did you find the shampoo?" I answer, "Yes," but I'm not sure. What to do? It's for dry hair, and mine's just wet.
Oh, yeah.
You don't get it, do you?
Sort of. I'm sorry.
Hank spots the letter on the doormat. It says on the envelope, "Do not bend." He spends the next 2 hours trying to figure out how to pick it up.
Oh, oh baby, I tell you what. Was
Hank,
that the kicker?
No. Oh. Is it time? Oh, it, yep. Wait, let's yep. see here. Let's see here. I have it down here. Here you go, Phil. You need to read that one.
I do?
Yeah.
People who don't know me think I'm quiet. People that do know me wish I was. Yes, that's probably true. Yeah.
All right, here we go. One more and then the kicker. My wife asked, "Do you know what it means to come home to a woman who gives you love and affection?"
Hmm.
I said, "Yeah. It means I'm at the wrong house."
Oh, and that's why.
All right, buddy, here we go. Married. Here's your kicker. Walking through a supermarket, a young man noticed an older lady following him around. He ignored her for a while, but when he got to the checkout line, she got in front of him. "Pardon me," she said. "I'm sorry if I've been staring, but you look just like my son who recently passed away." And the young man goes, "I'm sorry for your loss," the young man replied. "Is there anything I can do for you?" "Well, as I'm leaving, could you just say goodbye, mother? It would make me feel so much better." She gave him a sweet smile. "Of course I can," the young man promised. As she gathered her bags and left, he called out, "Goodbye, mother," just as she had requested, feeling good about her smile. Stepping up to the counter, he saw that his total was about $100 more higher than it should be. "The amount is wrong," he said. "I only have a few items." "Oh, your mother said that you would have to pay for her," explained the clerk.
Oh, yes.
I tell you, there's
snakes. Let that be a lesson to you.
Yes, sir.
The latest scam.
Yeah. Older lady. Can you call me mother when I leave?
Oh, mother.
I would love to.
Yes.
I would love to. Have a great day and be kind, Phil. And again, congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Bray.